Across the globe, there are reports of wildlife moving back to areas that humans have deserted. So it stands to reason the same would happen here in the islands. Ryan Jenkinson is a biologist with the Department of Land and Natural Resources. He's also the head of the Protected Species Division under the Division of Aquatic Resources. We reached out to him last week to see how our endangered monk seals, turtles, and seabirds were faring during this pandemic shutdown.
As you know, a lot of the parks, county and state, are shut down at this time, so they're pretty empty. So we just want to make sure the animals are doing okay. There's no large events that are going on as far as mortality stuff. This is the pupping time for monk seals, so keeping an eye out for newborn pups on the beaches and just checking on the general health of the animals.
Now, I did talk to someone over at NOAA. They pulled back their personnel and their volunteers as well, the folks that used to go out and put the orange netting and the blue cones out just to let people know to keep their distance from the monk seals and the turtles. And so those guardians aren't there.
We're not taking their place. When they will return to doing that work, the volunteer network and the monitoring network in place. But for the state, it's not fortuitous. Nothing about what's going on is fortuitous, but the timing is interesting because we're shifting as a department into more monitoring of these animals. For the last little bit of time, what we've been focused on is outreach activities to help with management of monk seals and turtles and things. So going to fishing tournaments, talking to folks, handing out special types of hooks called circle hooks, which are easier to remove from the animals if they do get hooked. And the program is shifting a little bit now into more in-the-field, in-person interactions with fishermen and working with the animals in the field. So becoming more a part of this monitoring network. Because we are state, we are able to get permission to put people out there during this period when a lot of the monitoring network can't be out there. So that's the part that's fortuitous right now.
So what have you seen as you've gone out in the field, and what are the reports coming back from across the state?
There's been no large mortality events, or all of a sudden there's tons of seals showing up just because there's fewer people. Is the redistribution of fishing effort is the most interesting thing. So some of the parks and areas that are remote that might usually have people getting in there to fish don't. So there's these large empty areas, and then there's some areas that are actually pretty crowded because people aren't working, unfortunately, right now. So there's lots of time to go fish, which is great to get outside, but there's more people in certain locations. So in some ways, it's set up kind of an interesting natural experiment to see how the animals, like the seals and the turtles, react to human pressure, or if they just go to these same places because there's food there, or hauling out is good, and they're going to go there regardless of whether humans are around. And so far, things have looked pretty much as we would expect, except for a few pups born around on the different islands, which, again, we would expect at this point.
Okay, so what should the public do if they see some monk seals, you know, out on a beach? Can they still report those kinds of things?
The whole monitoring system and program that NOAA runs and volunteers and nonprofit organizations is still up and running. They just can't be on the beaches and many locations at this point. But if you are out there, someone in the public is out there and sees an animal in any situation, they can still call the line. Someone will be there to answer, and they'll call either us or send one of their own people out there. The big change right now is even for NOAA or for any volunteers or for us, we can't respond in groups, so we can only come out as single individuals. But if you do see something, still call in. We will go out and check on the animals and do as much as we can. So if there's a situation where there are pups born, we'll put up the flagging and everything, just like you would have seen in the past.
How are the turtles doing? Have you had a handle on if there's any change there in their behavior?
We haven't seen any change in behavior that I've gotten reports back yet. So we have people on all of the islands. We've seen a few turtle mortalities, but nothing more than we see on a normal situation. So there hasn't been like tons of turtles showing up or tons of dead turtles showing up. So far, things seem to be pretty normal.
And what about for our other wildlife, like, you know, out toward Kaena Point, you know, anything with the birds out there?
Yeah, Kaena Point's interesting. I've actually gone out there a few times because there are seals and turtles, and there's no access to the public at this point. And The most interesting thing is once you get out to the point, the birds have definitely taken over the paths again. So they've moved out of the grasses and the bushes, and the shearwaters and albatross and things are cruising up and down the path. And it's really cool to see how quickly they've kind of recolonized those areas. It's really neat.
So it'll be fascinating to see what happens when all these orders are lifted and people can get back into those areas. You know, what will the wildlife do?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It took a few weeks for even us at the state to get permission to go out there. So we just started looking at some of these sites where there aren't animals. And it does look like it's going to be a few more weeks. So I think we need a little bit more time to see if there are any kind of behavioral changes or distributional changes of the animals based on where people are or are not located. So it will be interesting. But like we talked about before, in other areas around the world, we see changes in wildlife as humans have basically stayed inside and their distribution, including animals ending up in towns and things like that, deer in Japan and boars in Italy and all kinds of things. It's interesting.
Is it good or bad for the animals? I worry, you know, when all the fishermen come back or when, you know, more humans come into the area, that it'll just affect them.
I don't think it's a bad thing. And, you know, when humans come back, it is not a high percentage of the population of either monk seals or sea turtles that are hooked or harassed. They're generally small incidents. Over time, it can add up to be a big thing, or if there's specific locations where the animals get concentrated because there's a bunch of fish around, which people are trying to catch also, it can be a problem. But overall, I don't expect any kind of large-scale changes to the population of these things because of this. I think more than anything, we'll see changes in where the animals might go. They might use some sites more than others with people not there, but the reality is a monk seal's going to come in to haul out and bask, or it's going to come in chasing food regardless of whether people are around. If someone has a fish on a hook, they'll take it if it's available to them at times. But for the most part, my impression is the animals are not directly reacting, targeting humans, except in a few cases where that happens, especially where young ones grow up and get habituated to humans and know that they can get food from them.
Any other reports that you're getting back out from the neighbor islands?
Yeah, the neighbor islands have the same stuff that we're seeing on Oahu, with big changes in distribution of fishing pressure. So some real high use beach locations now where there's lots of people fishing. And again, we haven't really done systematic surveys in the past, meaning we go to the same beach every week for the same amount of time to see how many animals are there. We've relied on the response network in the past, where if someone sees an animal or if one's hooked, we go out there. But we haven't done like kind of a systematic thing in the main Hawaiian islands, where most of the monk seals are on the northwestern Hawaiian islands. NOAA does have people that go up there and check that every year, so they have good ideas of population trends. Most of the information here is based on people reporting and the response network going out to see what's going on. As far as trends go, I think we'll see more of those as time goes on here. I haven't seen anything yet that I could say definitively. The largest concern right now with monk seals is this toxoplasmosis issue, but there are animals coming down with this, and so it's important for us to be able to check and make sure there's no animals that seem to have symptoms of having this, and that's all we're really trying to do right now.
Right, so if anyone in the public sees a monk seal in distress, they should call that hotline, because you folks will be monitoring.
100%, yeah. People come out.
I understand that we recently lost Pohaku. She was being nursed back to health at the Marine Mammal Center there on the Big Island, and they were kind of devastated because they were really hoping that they could nurse her back to health.
Yeah, I know a lot of time and effort went into that, and a lot of great work by people. It's the longest they kept one of these toxo seals alive and rehabilitated. So it was a bummer in the context of, I think they thought they might have broken through a little bit with treatment. Like any of the animals, it's sad to lose them, but hopefully we learned some stuff for the future. Some good will come out of it.
That was a conversation we had last week with DLNR biologist Ryan Jenkinson, who's in charge of the Protected Species Program under the Aquatic Resources Division. If you see one of our endangered monk seals or turtles in distress, you can report it to the NOAA hotline, and someone with NOAA or the state will respond.